Ancient Texts, The Genealogy of Energy, is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbro and is a production of EI Alliance, copyright 2021. Are we saying here we are, Julie and Susan back? We are not. Are we virtual? Yeah, we're virtually back. We just saw an Oprah billboard that said, be a force for good.
And that was our sign.
And that was our sign to let's get going. Because as I said to you earlier, we are not podcast virgins. We have five of them rolling and we're back because we've been working on lots of stuff, right?
Yep.
We've been working on ourselves. As we know, everybody out there in podcast land, listener land, has been doing as well. And between all the chaos that occurs,
I think what's important to also note is that we were not interested in getting on a podcast and talking about the chaos.
Exactly.
And so we had to wait for the opportune time for us to say what we think is important to be said for this time. And it's certainly not going to be get the vaccine or don't get the vaccine.
Right.
Or who are you for or who are you against?
Because right.
That's never what we're going to talk about. We're going to actually make you think. And I'm sure there's people that are like, we need some guidance with all this garbage going on out there.
And, you know, the cool thing about that is the guidance is you making yourself think. It's not us telling you what to do, because nobody wants anyone to tell them what to do. Although, isn't that what is occurring? So
yeah.
Anyway, on that note, going back to the billboard we just saw, which is pretty wild. The billboard, you know, with Oprah's face there, and it says, be a force for good. You know, there's so many ways to read everything into it. And, you know, this podcast originated as Oprah versus Donald 2020. And it's one of our most listened to podcasts because there's tons to say, even though it's past 2020.
Well, because he hasn't stopped. I think that's the takeaway is he hasn't stopped. And whether you like him or not is irrelevant.
Right.
That's not the conversation, is that he's doing what he's doing and he's still out there making the news. Unlike, well, I mean, I guess every past president has some, you know, they're still relevant and they're still out there doing things. But he's still causing controversy, which is always his modus operandi,
right?
Because that's what keeps him going.
Chaos. Yep, chaos.
And so I think when we talked about doing this, it's not that Julie and I sit there and say, you gotta think. It's always the best way to change your own mindset is to get a different perspective. And I think one of the challenges is how to keep a perspective that isn't being, you're not being bullied into from one, you know, one side or another. It's always, how do I keep that perspective? And I think that's what we offer, is not, you have to listen to us, but did you consider this? Did you consider that? And wherever you go with it is always your own choice. And we are always the biggest supporter of that. But I think I won't say we got caught in it, but I think what ended up happening is that we sort of, you know, we were constantly, what, you know, as we started saying, what's this about? What
right.
is this about?
Right.
Where are we going with this?
Right.
And we don't want to come in and I mean, we should, but the back and forth that we have, we weren't prepared to put it in a podcast because we didn't know where we were going with it.
Right. And, you know, I'm one who's not so huge on grounding everything. And so the part where, you know, we're grounding all this into duality, you know, into, you know, it's a choice. I mean, we've always been running with there's A, B, or C.
Right.
And so, you know, the C could be the middle way. The C could be anything, a combination. The C could be whatever you decide. And then it keeps changing. And you know, to be thrown that element of a choice about, you know, anything, just generically as to what that word means. It's you know, to have a podcast about that, it's like then you're constantly just walking around choosing.
How restricting is that?
Right, exactly.
Because I think a choice is, you know, do you want A or B? It's like, well, wait a minute, why am I being offered a choice? You can do anything you want. I can have anything I want. And when the minute you're given a choice, you kind of limit yourself to, oh, that's all there is. Mm. And so it's kind of deceiving when someone says, oh, you have a choice. Because do you really?
Yeah. You have a choice and this is what it is.
Well, this is what we want you to choose. It's what?
And so, you know, the funny thing, because there's been, you know, a lot of terminology, a lot of lingo. And, you know, the other day I was thinking I saw something, because, you know me, I peruse every now and then. And I've been trying to stay off of social media. And sometimes I go, let me look out the window. Let's see what's going on. And then you never even know if that's what's going on anymore. So I just kind of go into my own little creative space, as I always do. And I saw some things about, you know, what's going on out there about Oprah and what's going on out there about Trump and and, you know, I didn't get the feel that it was like the same kind of vibration of us like really talking about it. It was almost like we were surfing the wave before and talking about stuff, and now it's all been, I don't know, it's almost been kind of fizzled out. And it's just, you know, when you have, you know, what is that acupuncture saying? Like when you have still water?
Stagnation.
Yeah, when you have stagnation, and even though you're being told, you know, you're it's being said, oh, this is new, you know, or this is news, whatever.
Yes.
There's still stagnation, and you know, it's still about the same kind of stuff, and it still goes into the division, and it still goes into duality. And
stagnation also is considered a pathogen.
Right.
And that makes sense. I always, when I explain that to non-acupuncturists, you think of, you know, still water. They always say that you don't ever want to drink, water that's been sitting. It's not, you know, water that's running is always, you know, fresher. So I just think that this has been, you know, because you and I are human beings. I'm not out here, you know, above everybody. And trying to constantly find that space of, wait a second, I don't have to subscribe to what everyone is telling me I need to. You know, it's a challenge, especially right now, because, yep, you know, the bullies are out in full force.
Right.
That they, you know, we
right.
want you to do what we want you to do. And
you know what's funny, too? I almost want to not even touch any of the terminology, because even when we say bullies, it's like bullies has been constructed as a term. I mean, now I'm trying not to get philosophical, but you know I am gonna. It's constructed as a terminology to define something, when in actuality, I mean, there's so much dysfunction around it, and it perpetuates the dysfunction. And so, irregardless of that, I mean, it's really, you know, I'm just going to say it, for me at least, it's time to go in and say, okay, well, you know, but yeah, there's bullies, yet the more I talk about bullies, that's my focus of, you know what I mean?
Well, I think it's important to use those words and using the same vocabulary, because it is the same thing. People think this is new and something else, and when you recognize that, wait a second, this is the same pattern. People are bullied all the time. This is not anything new. Mm. This is the same thing that's been handed to everybody all this time. Mm. And I, for me, when I hear that, it's like, oh, well, I know how to deal with a bully. Mm. And if you don't know how to deal with a bully, I always, you know, you go back to our old podcast where we have this conversation. But if you don't know how to deal with a bully, number one, you're not going to be able to teach the generation that's coming up how to do it, because you don't know how to do it. And number two, you fall victim.
Right.
And if you don't even know how to deal with a bully, at least understand that you are still being bullied. That's what I think. I mean, you and I have our differences, and I think, you know, about how we see things. I just go to very, you know, the practical, and, oh, they are bullying. Oh, okay. And I've seen and read people talking about bullies, and then bullies coming in and saying, how dare you? And I'm like, this is, like, so multi-layered that they try to hide it. But the bottom line is that's what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, whether you wear a mask, you get vaccinated, whether you're for Trump, whether you're for Biden, whatever you're for, I'm not here to tell you you're right or wrong.
Exactly.
I have my opinions.
Mm.
And, you know, everyone has their opinion, and I respect my opinion enough to respect your opinion.
Exactly.
And I don't need to be bullied because I'm going to make my decisions. And so I don't think anyone says that. I think everyone says, you know, don't be bullied. Come with us. And don't be bullied. It's just the same thing over and over. And one of the things, the conversations I have with my kids, but with many people, is people are people are people. People do not change. And that's a general statement. That doesn't mean nobody changes, and that doesn't mean things don't change. But in general, there's people that are never going to change. That'll, you know, any point in time, the population will still have its set groups. I'm just going to say that. I'm not going to get into. I don't know. And
it's just so funny because, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's like all the terminology, all the expressions, all the quote-unquote news, all the quote-unquote facts, all the stuff is like grounded on the runway. And there's just, it's almost like there's no, you know, in order to get up into space, it's like you gotta pass all that stuff. You gotta bypass all that stuff. And not that it affects you or it doesn't affect you, or you really have to move to clarity. And, you know, I'm just expressing, you know, from my own standpoint of there's almost nowhere to breathe in that space. And that's a horrible thing to say because there's tons of places to breathe. You look up at the birds, you look, you know, how the hawk moves.
So, you know, we always, I mean, this could get me in a lot of trouble. And, but I mean, what was the whole George Floyd? I can't breathe.
I know.
It's so symbolic of everything and of all the ways. And, you know, I don't want to talk too much about it because it's not a good thing but if you think about that, it's so symbolic of what was going on with him is going on with all of us. Not in a, okay, now we're in this mode. You know, because you mentioned that, and I wanted to say, and so you're looking at it as differently as going to breathe, but it's like, it's symbolic as well to me.
Right, well, it's, you know, symbols exist, our unconscious taps into them, and, you know, it's not miraculously that these things appear. I mean, they can be, you know, used hypnotically. They can be structured into things. I mean, we know all about that. That's been, you know, when I was a kid, I studied about subliminal advertising. I mean, we know there's, you know, stuff like that. We know there's stuff like that out there. I mean, we're all in a way, shape, or form adults, no matter how many lifetimes we've lived. Funny way of saying it, but hey, why not? And so, you know, the terminology, when it comes to the point where, you know, the terminology is structured in the symbols that are structured in a way to move you in a certain direction. I mean, there's a point there where you just don't want to say anything.
So what do you want to say? Because you're right, everything you said I can relate to. And yet I think of I think of everything that's going on, and it's, you know, you talk about, we just saw the billboard for Oprah, and it's like, really, at the end of the day, it still comes down to think for yourself.
Right.
And, you know, and so the next question I ask myself, because this is where I go, I don't go to, you know, I ask myself, what's the best way for me to do that? And that's what I think, the sharing, and it's like, I think, if you don't understand what's going on out there at this point, there's nothing more for me to say about it.
Right.
You know, and I think we do these podcasts, we talk about it because we do it for ourselves.
Right.
Because we've struggled with certain things, you know, trying to, you know, it's like keep your focus, and you get slapped around, and it's like, no, keep your focus. And it's, And so I think that's what's more important at this point for you to address, because I think that's really all we really want to do at this point.
Right. And also to say, I have a connection on LinkedIn who's in Australia, and, you know, we could talk about a lot of different things And I'm just going to say, she's in Australia, and the other day she popped into my head, and I just sent her a little message, said, hey, just talking to you, just checking in with you from the space out here, you know, and sometimes it's a matter of kind of, even though we're beyond that and the extent of time, but it is a matter of just saying, you know, we're in this space here, checking in, and there's a lot of commonalities because people are out there considering stuff. And as you're keeping your focus and you're maintaining clarity and you're considering stuff, we're still kind of all out here. You know, no matter what, you know, you could go into that same, you know, that one saying, you know, all is not what it seems and all that stuff.
So, okay, so it's funny. So if you haven't figured out, Julie and I are out driving. I'm physically driving and she's holding the mic. So I'm watching and I'm going someplace I've been to one time before. It's right on the ocean. And that's where we're going to be also talking from, you know, in the next few podcasts, because it's perspective, you know, going to someplace different, changing perspective. And you know what? We are at a point where we really need to. It's either it really is that precipice of, are you going to keep doing the same thing or are we going to do things different? And that's the point where I feel like I'm at. I can't go back to the old way. Right. I personally am not going to. And I'm hoping to inspire some, you know, the people who are listening to make that same decision. I'm not telling you that's the decision, but I'm hoping to inspire people to do that, because going backwards is never an option, as much as we may think it is. I mean, you can't go back home, as they say.
Yeah.
So you have to just be okay with where you are.
Right.
Thank you for subscribing and listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon Authors pages and Google Play Books for our books and ebooks, and our fan link for podcasts available everywhere. Find music from the Free Rock Trio and New Threads everywhere too.